What's up, guys? It's Malls. I missed you so much. Welcome to another episode of PSA. If you're new here, there's usually not about, 3 months in between episodes, but this is where we're at. But happy 2022. I am so excited to be talking to you guys again. I had just an itch to record a podcast, which I haven't felt in a long time. And so I wanted to make sure that I record. You guys know that I'm a sucker for like a fresh start and a communal activity. And the new year is always something that I really love to sit down and evaluate where I'm at this year versus the previous year. One of the fun things about the podcast is I actually went back and listened to my episode on New Year's last year, or the first one of 2021, and got to hear back on some of the stuff I was wanting to do, kind of check in on where I was at, if those happened, and so I was not going to miss the opportunity to do that again. But I also obviously wanted to kind of catch you guys up on where I was at the last few months, some of the stuff that I learned and grew in, and share some fun stuff that's happened. So I think one of the main things that a lot of people were concerned about is I did a super emotional and vulnerable podcast about grief, and specifically like grieving a lot of things that seem selfish on paper, like where I thought I would be at in my life, personally, professionally, emotionally, all of those things, and released that podcast, and then no one heard from me again for a few months. Like, I wasn't really even posting Instagram stories. I just kind of peaced out for a while. And honestly, it was so good. Like, I was just living life. I was living, laughing, and loving. I was getting to spend a lot of time with my friends and family, and it was the best. And to be honest, I know this is gonna feel a little weird probably, the podcast just absolutely became unimportant to me. It was not a priority because I realized that I had just started to, I don't know, place a lot of my identity into this. And then when I got a new job, like, I didn't take the time to process that and realize that maybe I wasn't placing my identity in the right things at the right time, if that makes sense. In the sense that I love the podcast, and I think it actually is a super positive thing, not only in my life, but in other people's lives, just based on hearing from people and the messages I get and getting to talk with people all the time about the podcast. It really is so special to me. But I also started to put this expectation on myself that felt unattainable, in the sense that I started to really feel the expectation of other people and what they had put on me. And I gotta be honest, I really don't think it was as much people putting it on me as it was me putting it on myself. And like, there's something amazing about the community of people that listen and message me and write in and share their thoughts. And even if people have something that they want to share with me, that they disagreed with something I said, or they wanted to tell me their point of view that was different than mine, everyone does it in such a respectful and kind way. And like, I still talk to these people all the time online, even knowing that they disagree with me about a lot of things. And it really is so special. But at the same time, I've talked about something that I dubbed my burden complex on the podcast before, which is this idea that I have really struggled with for most of my life, of believing that I'm a burden and a bother to people. And that's why I love doing the podcast. I get to have a space where I just share my thoughts and emotions and get to talk to myself in a room, and then I pretend no one listens, you know, when they really are, but I just put it out into the world and pretend no one's listening, and it's fine, and it's a great way for me to process. But at the same time, when I get really focused in on myself, even unintentionally, I really just start second guessing everything, and I get really grossed out by social media and hearing my voice or seeing my face, or even on stories. Like, I don't know. It's not that other people projected this onto me. I think this was all internally my own thought process. So it's something that I'm trying to own. But I just got really, really in my head and started to feel the weight of the podcast and the weight of people tuning in to listen, and how that's not something that should be taken lightly. And although I don't necessarily think that I was irresponsible or reckless before with my words or with what I was saying, I think it really just did take a few months for me to process the weight of it all and kind of the weight of expectation I was feeling, even through people's kindness and through people saying that, you know, they shared it with their friends and their friends are like listening now, and then their friends were messaging, just all of this web of people that was supposed to be so encouraging because everyone was saying such nice things, because I wasn't in the right headspace mentally, it started to feel like, oh my gosh, all of these people are expecting things from me that I just can't give them. I don't have the capacity to rise to the occasion to meet it. I feel like I'm kind of floundering an explanation here, but you know, that's what I do. It's all the inner brain thoughts that you never wanted or never needed. I don't know if you ever feel like that, but it really does feel like you're drowning because you just start to feel this expectation, or, you know, when it should just be expectancy, it should just be people like, oh my gosh, I love it and I'm so excited. There is this expectation of like, oh my gosh, more people that I'm going to let down by not being well and not doing well right now. And it was one of those things that I just had to completely shut it out and be like, Molly, what do you say all the time? I say that the internet's not real and real life happens offline. And I just had to go back to that. And to be honest, I didn't miss the podcast as much as I thought I would, which was great, until I did miss it. And that's when I knew, like, okay, I'm in a great headspace. I want to go back and start sharing again, which just happened to be this week, which is perfect. So all of that being said, that's just a real honest check-in of where I was at. I had to process, like, people, even if someone expects something from you, it doesn't mean that it's fair to put that on yourself, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to get too much into that because I haven't like fully processed that myself. But anyways, all you need to know is I'm doing really, really well. And I had probably the most fun few months of my life that I've had in the last few years. It was amazing. My best friend Lonnie had a baby and I got to spend lots of time with her family. And I got to go see my best friend Sierra and her husband Mason and spend some time with them. And it was just so much fun. Like, I don't know what else to say. I got to focus in on my job and also feel like I was being successful in my job too, which was really great. So there were just a lot of positives that came out of like a reset and a refresh. And that's also why I'm excited to do it again this week. Start of the new year. It already hasn't gone great. Also, I moved. I know I posted about moving a little bit. Some of you are going to be upset with me because I did move out of Marf and Jim's house, my parents. I only moved about 40 minutes away from them. They're in my hometown of Albany, Texas. I'm in Abilene with one of my dearest friends, Brianna. We got a place together and it's already so much fun. Like, we've just been laughing a lot. It's amazing what can happen when you live with someone that's not only your same age, but in the same life stage as you. It brings so much normalcy to even mundane things, or I don't know. It's been so fun so far. And Brie and I are both wild, crazy people, but also we keep making cups of tea and going to bed at like 8 p.m. So it's a great balance of being 80 years old and also, you know, reckless wild 20 somethings that are in the prime of our lives. So it's been amazing so far. My commute to work, this is the best thing. My commute to work has gone from like 50 minutes to about a minute and a half. Now here's the next question I know you're going to ask me. Molly, are you on time or even early to work now? No, I have still been late to work every single day since moving to the neighborhood next to my work. So that's fun. I really can't explain that. But I've literally been late every single day, and me and my coworkers and my bosses just like giggle about it because I don't know. That's not one of my resolutions. That's just like, we have to dream attainable dreams. We have to set attainable goals and resolutions. And I just, it's the timeliness factor, punctuality. That's not going to be on my list. It just isn't. That's not for me. So anyways, we're going to go ahead and jump into some of my resolutions or goals for this year, I think. I'm hoping it's just going to be a nice, light, easy breezy episode so that all of us can get back in the swing, really talking to myself of PSA. So some stuff that I wrote down when I was processing my goals for this year, usually what I do is, you know, I like to look back on the cycles of things in my life, see what's been continuous points of pain or points of disappointment, and kind of asking the question of, is there anything in my power to change those? And if there is, let's do it. So I kind of started there and working my way back. And actually, a lot of my goals this year aren't like concrete things of just a 1-2-3 process of something to do or a habit to form. A lot of them are a little bit more like emotional work or spiritual things to just kind of grow in this year. Again, we need to dream attainable dreams, and this is what's attainable for me right now. So I realized really over the last few years, like, I have grown a crazy amount. I've obviously am a totally different person than I was even 3 years ago. And I was so proud of myself for like growing that much and changing. And although, yes, a lot of it I did work for, especially like in therapy or in relationships with people like friends and family, just growing and talking with them and all kinds of stuff, there was a lot of it actually that wasn't through my choice. It's like we all know that we grow and heal, and a lot of these things happen after you experience something really painful or something out of your control that's really crazy happens in your life, or like unfortunately really traumatic things that happen. We do grow from those, and whether we like it or not, we can't help but be changed by them. And there were so many monumental things that have happened in my life like the last 2 or 3 years. And although I processed each of them as it happened, you kind of take a deep breath after so much has happened. I don't know if you've done this, but you take a deep breath after a while and you're like, oh my gosh, there's been so much that's happened. Like, stuff is bananas. It's been the wildest 3 years of my life. And there was a part of me that, again, was having to like be sad about the person that I used to be. I would tell my friends all the time, like especially Lonnie, who I met, I'm trying to think, I was in college, a freshman in college when I met her, and I would tell Lonnie all the time, like, man, I wish you could have met me before the world got a hold of me, and like I changed a lot because of being scarred or being hurt in friendships or just all kinds of different stuff. It was like, man, I wish you could have met her. I wish you could have met like carefree Molly, so like wild fun Molly. And that kind of got me thinking about this idea that there's a lot of stuff that happens that's out of our control. And although we like the people we become, sometimes maybe not, in my experience, I like the person I have become. I'm very content with the person I've become. Dare I say I'm starting to like love her? Don't be crazy, I don't know. But there was kind of this loss of control for me by realizing so much of the person that I am now developed because of things that happened that were out of my control or other people hurting me or that kind of thing. So I kind of want to take a little bit of that back this year. I don't even know if this is a good thing, but it's honest if this is what I'm doing. Like, I want to be really, really uncomfortable this year in the sense that I want to grow so much this year, but I want to grow because I chose to step out of these comfort zones. So one of my resolutions about being uncomfortable, doing things that make me nervous in the sense that I want to regain some of the control of like, which probably doesn't help my control issues, but again, we're just being honest. I don't think I would ever forgive myself living life with so many what ifs of like, what if I didn't do that sooner? When I think back to when I started the podcast and when I quit my job and all of that happened in Dallas, like I have never felt so alive because I was finally doing the things that I had always talked about doing, or like I was being brave enough to try and to look like an idiot and to fail in front of a lot of people. Like, it was amazing. And even though it sucked, a lot of the times it was also really freeing. So yeah, I want to be uncomfortable and I want to push myself past a lot of the boxes that I've put myself in. So what that's going to look like is the second I feel myself wishing I would do something but hesitating about it, I want to try to make myself do it. I was talking to Lonnie this week and shared a dream that I had, like an actual dream when I was asleep. And I told her, I was like, but it excited me so much. And I don't know if that's like a weird, like prophetic dream and it's something that I actually want to like seek out, or if it was just a random off the wall dream. And she was like, well, it sounds pretty cool. And I told her, but we all know I'm never going to do that, or I'm never actually going to do it. And she had made the comment of, well, you're the only one holding yourself back. And I was like, okay, well, true, but also, wow. So in those moments where I say things like that of, oh, if it was any other life, I would do it, or, well, I would never actually do that, it's like, why not? So I'm going to start looking for those moments, and they happen more often than you would think, because I really have, like, lost a lot of the confidence that I've had over the last few years, at least even in the sense of chasing after crazy dreams or doing things. So that's, I know, again, it's a weird goal to have, but that's one of my goals, that when I recognize one of those moments, that I would push through and do it anyways. And so a concrete way that I'm going to achieve that is, I think I'm literally just going to text, like, my sister or one of my friends every time I have one of those thoughts and ask for accountability to make sure that I do it. So that's going to be fun. I've already done it once today, so we're off to a good start. Kind of along with that, there's a lot of stuff that I want to do, but a very specific thing that I actually wrote down. The rest of them are just kind of in the back of my mind, but this is, I guess, another goal or another resolution for the year, is I love the podcast and I love storytelling, but my first love with storytelling was always writing, and writing is always, like, my first love. It's always the thing that I was able to understand my brain and understand my own thoughts, and also just, I don't know, there's something about it that I've always loved. And I'm also a serial hobbyist, which is a problem because I've started and stopped writing about 18 different projects. I don't even know if they were books. I don't know what they were, but it would be anything that was happening in my life at one point, and I'd be super excited about it and start writing, and then so bored with it in about 5 minutes. You know, like, I would never look at it again. At one point, I even thought I would write a cookbook, and then I was like, well, I don't cook that great, and I don't have any of my own recipes, so why would I write a cookbook on how to make more mediocre food for other people when everyone already makes mediocre food? So that one was scratched. But I have a goal this year to actually seriously finish one of my writing projects. And I don't know if that means a totally new project. I don't know if that means going back to finish something that I've already started. And these books, y'all, if I was brave enough and could, like, show you them, some of them are fiction, some of them are nonfiction, some of them were very sad girl moody hours about stuff that I was going through. Others I actually still, like, really am drawn to. But I just want to finish something and not just do it for myself. I want to actually, like, post it so I can also work on not caring about people's opinion of me, but also creating for the sake of creating. And this is going to sound so stupid. This is going to sound so, like, uppity and disgusting. But my family and I, we went to go see a couple months ago the Van Gogh exhibit. And I think I told some of you to go, actually, like, the interactive immersive experience that they do in different cities. There was one in Arlington, so we went. It was amazing, and I was so grossly inspired by Van Gogh and learning about him and his life. And when I read about him and that he had only sold one painting when he was alive, that, like, blew my mind, because I just did not know that. And it inspired me so much about creating for the sake of creating. Or, you, like, nothing really has, besides, like, some amazing friends and all the people that listen, nothing really has come of the podcast for me. It's not like it's been monetized. It's not like it's been sponsored. The people that have offered to sponsor it, I hate the product. So I was like, no, I'm not doing that. So it's not like anything, like, amazing or revolutionary has come from the podcast in the sense of the eyes of the world. I think it's done a lot in each of our hearts. But all that to say, I was just so stirred by the idea that maybe something I create will be seen by, like, future generations, and they'll be super inspired by it. Of even, like, whether it's the podcast, I don't know, whether it's a book, like, whatever it is, I just want to get back to the place where I'm creating for the sake of creating, and creating because it's good for me and because I love it, and not so concerned about the opinions of others or about, like, you know, all of our hobbies being monetized and making money and having all these side hustles or whatever it is. I was just so grossly inspired by that. And I know that's, like, the worst. And every one of you are probably rolling your eyes in the car right now. You have permission to roll your eyes at me, but it doesn't change the fact that that's really what spurred me on about, like, I just want to finish one of these projects and I want to either publish it or post it. I don't know what medium it's going to be in, but something beyond, like, the little projects that I've done that are safe, or the little things that didn't have much emotion or opinion or anything in them because it was safe. It's like, I don't want to care about any of that. And I just want to write about something that is so near and dear to my heart, or that I believe in, or just have a project that's, like, you know, a baby to me, something. I want something. And so I'm going to create it and I'm going to publish it. I don't know. Like, it probably is not. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like. These are very up in the air, you guys. But see, I don't really know. But I'm just being honest. This is where I'm at. And that's what I want to do. And I don't know what it's going to look like. But I'm going to finish it. And I'm going to share it. And you can all remind me about this day. Okay. Wow, that felt good to get off my chest. Who knows what I just said? I don't know. I blacked out. What else do I want to do this year? I really think that's mainly it. Something else that I want to do, or that is going to help me kind of check in on these goals. Again, I like to dream attainable dreams. And so those are really my main ones, is like, I want to grow by pushing myself to grow and by being able to be proud of myself this year. There's probably a lot of therapy that we need to undo with that, but for now, it's where we're at. So yeah, I really want to push myself to do things. I want to write more and publish a project. And also, I want to, just another practical thing, I want to keep believing the declaration that I wrote over myself last year and keep speaking it over myself. If you missed that, it's in the first episode of 2021. I don't know what it's called. I can't remember. But I shared a declaration that I wrote, and one of my resolutions was to read that over myself, write it, post it on a mirror. And it's helped me so much this year. So I want to keep doing that. I kind of got lazy at the end of the year with it. That's a concrete resolution. And the way I'm going to do this is I have set quarterly reminders in my calendar. So besides like checking in with friends and family, I have set a quarterly reminder in my calendar that I just titled like Reset and Check-In. And this way there's no shame involved. And if I feel like I was leaning into one thing over the other, that's great. And I'm going to be proud of myself for it, but also give myself a chance to like reset and refocus on these goals. So that's happening quarterly on the first of the month of every quarter. I'm going to do a little recheck, reset, check in with myself, and it's going to be amazing. So I think I forgot how to podcast. So I'm sorry if this episode's all over the place, but you know, I say that every time. I don't know how sorry I really am, because this is, you know, my podcast and I love her, even when she's messy. So guys, thank you so much. I really hope that I will be recording again on a consistent basis. There's already a lot of topics that I really want to talk about or share about. Some of them are really dumb. Others are really deep, and I'm almost scared to talk about them because they feel so personal. But those are always where the gold comes from, you know, like a lot of magic happens in vulnerability. So we're going to keep pushing forward, but hopefully I can keep my life together enough to plan out some stuff, record some shows early. And yeah, I don't know about Movie Club, you know, like I love Movie Club. I love her so much. She was an angel. She was a dear to me. She was very dear to my heart. But I simply ran out of time to watch movies. I barely even had time to review Christmas movies this year, which was upsetting. But that also is because I was living a lot of life. So like you give and take, you know. And so maybe we'll do some movie clubs here and there just to spice things up. But we'll see. I'm not going to make any promises because we all know I've, you know, let you guys down a couple times. Yeah, so love you guys so much. You can follow me on all socials at MollyLee31. Join in on the fun. Maybe I'll be showing my face more and can get out of my own head. Like, that would be really nice to have just a break from all the thoughts. Okay, follow me on socials. The podcast is on Instagram only at Painfully Self-Aware Podcast. I'm so excited for this year. I really am. I'm choosing to start the year off optimistic. This is really the first time this has happened in a couple years, so I don't know what that means or what that's going to look like. But if I can help you in your resolutions in any way, cheer you on, be a champion for you, let me know. Please share your resolutions with me or the stuff that you want to accomplish this year. I love reading them and I can't wait. So love you guys so much. I will talk to you soon. See ya.